If the fog gets worse with each festering and metastasizing political pissing contest, do we realize we're the ones who not only created it, but allowed it to thrive? Has the illusion of power grown so strong that we not only deny its existence, but deny our hand in creating and propagating it? Does this illusion of power create the fog which clears enemies, holds power, and then expands? Or do we create foggy illusions amongst ourselves, neighbors, friends, families, co-workers, acquaintances, and non-acquaintances alike, every time we try to tear somebody or something down without building them up? If we don't feel, think about, wonder, ponder, or even consider our interactions with each other, how can we expect our politicians to, especially with ever-expanding purse strings and string pullers making us seem less important, like we have no power, specifically because we believe we have no power? How do we get power back which never left but went dormant from us ignoring and not propagating? We stop ignoring, we stand up and speak out, and keep coming with increasing numbers, courage, and stamina until we take back what's ours. When I mean ours, I mean humans. If we treat each other more like them, maybe we'd have politicians more like them. No more fog, no more propagandic rhetoric meant to dull the masses into feeling powerless. No more mindless infighting which ignores the root of the problem, because we've heard many people say the plant doesn't have roots. I'm not bringing up the little whiny orange bitch because he's not the problem, only the result. We're the problem by even allowing him as a possibility, because we've kicked a can down the road for so long we don't realize we have no feet to stand on anymore. However, we're also the solution. We can fix most things by simply being kind to ourselves, which will make us act with kindness to others, and so on. Once we make that such a part of our routine we do it unconsciously, we'll see that what makes us different is what makes us the same. And that's when love, respect, and truth will follow. Not to create a perfect non-existent world, but one much better than the one we have now. We need to be fog lights not only for each other, but for ourselves. We are the power, because without us, there is no power, only lies and deceit. Standing up makes us human. Love really, really is all we need when we understand what that truly entails.